Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Pleasure this week to have lobbyist Crystal Young with me. And Angela Kroll is here, Director of Major Gifts and Corporate Sponsorships with Ballet West. I saw this fun article, I think it was in the Tribune this week, that showed these senior citizen skiers at Alta. And I have to tell you, it's been a while since I've skied, but I remember the last time I went to Alta, I saw people who appear to be in their 70s and 80s just boogieing down the hill. And it was beautiful to witness. And, you know, my own aunt and uncle used to come out here from, they lived in New Hampshire, but they used to come here to ski Park City once a year. And they did that until they were in their 80s, which I always thought was so inspiring. I guess what I want to ask you is, you know, if we're lucky enough, the three of us, if we're lucky enough to live into our senior years and make it to our age, what do you have something in your life that you think of as this is the thing that I'm going to be doing still when I'm that age to bring me joy? Crystal, does anything come to mind when I say that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's always been my goal in life to be like a blue and pink haired lady in crazy clothes even more than I do now and just say whatever I want, which I kind of do now, but really do it then and tell all the teenagers to get off my gosh darn lawn. But yeah, I think the most important thing for all of us, no matter our age, is being active physically and also building community and finding joy and not getting so stuck in our tasks and our work. It took me a long time to break out of that kind of workaholic, always stressed out. I mean, I had a lot more going on in my life anyway, but it took me a long time to learn how to really enjoy living. And mm-hmm. And that's what I admire about those skiers. And I think what Utah fosters in a lot of ways is why we are a fairly healthy state in a lot of ways, because we tend to get outdoors. We tend to connect with nature. We tend to be active. And it's so important. You know, my arthritis really runs in my family. And it turns out it actually might be more like Hashimoto's and other kinds of things with the body pain and our bodies basically just becoming unable to move. And my very active grandma, I mean, she was very active until her mid 80s, but eventually arthritis was so bad, she was bedridden and stuck to a chair for about 10 years in her life. She really didn't want to be alive that long, but my mom made her get a pacemaker, but her life sucked because she could do, this busy, active woman, her whole life, she couldn't see, so she couldn't read. She just listened to TV and sat in her chair for like 10 years, and it was misery for her. And my mom's starting to like really slow down too. My mom's not very active though, and so I think she might be in a chair longer than my grandma was. And as arthritis really started hitting me and I was getting stiff, that's when I made life changes and got in the pool and started swimming. And so I think it's just so important. Like, if you want to have a great end of your life, figure out how to have a great life now so that when you're at the end of your life, you know what you're doing and you know how you're living.
I love that. That's great. Angela, speak to this if you would. What do you see yourself doing?
You know, one of the things that I really like to do, I like to lift weights. You know, I have some friends that I like to do that with. And what's great is for me, that helps to counterbalance some of the bad genes that I inherited. That, like, on my grandmother, she shrunk over the years because she had, you know, she suffered with osteoporosis really poorly in her back. And she learned later in her life that she really needed to stay active. And I mean, she was a warrior. That woman, she had her wheelchair that she would put her little dog in, her little Skipper Key dog, and she would push it down the road in rural Idaho, and she would go miles pushing her wheelchair with her little dog in the chair. And when that became unfeasible, she put hundreds of thousands of miles on her stationary bike in her house. And it was a way for her to counterbalance that osteoporosis. But I found that weightlifting for me is probably going to be that recipe to be able to live long healthily. And so that's my hope.
That's beautiful. And I've heard that too, how important weightlifting is for women. Yeah, it reminds me of, I was reading something the other day from an author who said, who are you beyond your resume? So when your resume is over, you know, whenever you retire and your resume is not the big deal anymore, then who are you? So when you think of that, Angela, what comes to mind?
Gosh, that's hard. I feel like right now I'm in this stage of my life that I'm working a lot and I've got my kids. And beyond that, there's not a lot of time left in the day. But my hope is that at least the time that I'm putting into my kids is going to pay off for that next generation. So my hope is that I will be able to look at them as part of my legacy, that they are going to be productive, happy contributors to society. That's my hope.
What about for you, Crystal? Do you ever think about yourself beyond your resume?
Yeah, you know, my health journey also brought with it a kind of a big truth exploration with myself and a mental health journey, and really trying to figure out what was me, what was coping mechanisms, and even with what are coping mechanisms, is they're not necessarily bad to suddenly just get rid of because they help just survive. And so I would say, not only is like the question, what, who are you outside of work, but just who are you? What are your boundaries? And it took me a long time to really understand boundaries. And you know, anyone who's gone on a mental health journey knows about boundaries and talk about expectations and negotiating where boundaries align and don't. And I used to really think of them as like, oh, they're rules and this is dumb because I'm kind of an anarchist in my inner self. And I finally realized it's you. It's who you are. It's like knowing that when someone says either a praise or they make fun of you, you can hold that and be like, yeah, that's me, or no, that's not, in either way. And I've also learned in politics that truly healthy politics is knowing, like, I have my boundaries, which are me, what I know and what I believe, how I want to structure my family, how I want to live my life. That does not have to impact you, who might be different. I became a much more effective lobbyist once I understood that.
I bet. Let me take a brief break and be back again with my guests here on A Woman's View. Angela Krull is here with Crystal Young. Back in a moment.